Gender and corruption is a fascinating yet controversial topic. Could it possibly, just possibly, be the case that women are less corrupt than men or perhaps more honest than men? And if so, could this have any implications for economic development? Let's consider a well-known paper by Swami, Nack, Lee, and Asfar. It's called Gender and Corruption, and it's available online. They found three main results. First, in hypothetical situations, women are less likely to approve of corruption when asked. Second, women managers, in the data they have, are less involved in bribery than male managers. And finally, countries with more women in government and business in the workplace tend to be less corrupt. Let's look at this in more detail. The first piece of evidence comes from the World Values Surveys. Those are a set of surveys carried out in developing nations in the early 1980s and early 1990s. The purpose was to try to collect information on attitudes and values of people in these countries. And in each country, there was at least some attempt to try to draw from a representative sample. So when men and women were asked the question, is it ever justified for someone accepting a bribe in the course of their duties? For the women, 77.3% said it's never justified. For the men, a lower number, 72.4%, said it's never justified. In other words, the women were willing to voice a more skeptical attitude towards the morality of bribery and corruption than were the men. On a wide variety of other questions about ethical bad behavior, in general, the females were more likely to disapprove. So whether it's claiming government benefits you're not entitled to, avoiding a fare on public transport, cheating on taxes, buying something you know was stolen, taking and driving away a car belonging to someone else, and other matters, in each case, the women said that they were less likely to consider this to be justified behavior. If you're wondering, of the dozens of countries surveyed, there were actually seven where men were about as likely as the women to disapprove of bribery, or even slightly more likely. And those countries are Italy, Nigeria, India, South Korea, Lithuania, Belarus, and Romania. But in the other countries, the women all consistently had attitudes of greater disapproval toward bribery and corruption. Now, no one considers that alone to be decisive evidence. After all, it's based on just asking people. And maybe when you ask men, some of the men are more concerned with sounding tough, or maybe some of the women are more concerned with sounding nice. We don't know. But what makes this paper persuasive is that it draws together a few different data sources. So another thing the authors did is they studied 350 firms in Georgia using data gathered by other people. And they find, this of course is the Georgia of the former Soviet Union, not Georgia in the United States, but they found that firms owned or managed by women gave bribes on average 4.6% of the time. The firms owned or managed by men gave bribes a lot more often. That was 12.5% of the time on average. Again, this information doesn't prove that the women are less corrupt. It could be, for instance, that women are newer to the workforce and they just haven't learned how to take or demand bribes yet. But still, it's another piece of evidence pointing in the same general direction. Finally, the authors cite cross-country evidence, and this shows that the countries which have an especially high percentage of women in parliament or in the workforce as being employed, those countries also tended to be less corrupt. Once again, this is not proof. Is it the case that there are more women in government and more women working because the country is less corrupt? Or are the women in parliament or the legislature causing the country to be less corrupt? Maybe it's just that in the less corrupt countries, being in parliament is somehow an activity better suited to women. Again, we're not quite sure, but what the authors have done is bring together these three pieces of evidence from the World Values Survey, from the firms in Georgia, and the cross-country evidence about women in legislatures and business and corruption in that country, and they all point in the same direction. So maybe, possibly, it really is the case that at least in a lot of the world, maybe, women are less corrupt. And if that's true, of course, it's yet another reason why we should be trying to mobilize women into the workforce and get them into legislatures, because it will, in the longer run, help make that country less corrupt.